out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. And that's our customary song. Now, those of you who don't know the song, well, somebody brought it up the other night. And the question had to do with who actually composed it and what was the title of it and what are the lyrics. And, well, we'll talk about that a little bit in just a few minutes. And we're joined tonight, though, by my guest and co-host tonight, Tim Goodness. Hello, Tim. How are you, Tim? Good. Nice to have you here. Good to have you with us. Can they hear him? I don't know if they can hear him, though. Can they hear Tim Goodness? I can hear him. I can hear you, Tim. Here he is. Here he comes. Here he comes. He's speaking right now in a vacuum cleaner. He's doing a Ralph Cramden impersonation. Well, anyway, he's back. He's coming. Here he is, wending his way toward the phone.
That's Tim Goodness. Much better. That's much better.
You sound better. Yes, you do. You sound better when you're talking.
How are you, Rick?
Tim?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, good. Nice to have you along with us tonight. We've had a busy and strange week, as you know.
Yes.
And here we are, the end of another week. And Republic Broadcasting has not only survived the onslaughts, but has actually, I'm told, benefited quite well and is growing and is continuing to expand its coverage throughout the world. So I'm happy to have you back on with us and know that you're here tonight to educate and stimulate and indeed have a good fellowship, Tim.
I'll do my best. And I'm very glad to see that that Frosty Wooldridge, someone I admire very much, has become a broadcaster on RBN. I'm glad to see him have a show of his own.
Absolutely.
No matter who it's with, but it's good that he's with RBN. Very good.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, you had reminded me today about a news item from the state of Texas.
Yes.
And, of course, as you know, we have a great deal of listenership here in Texas. And I'll let you tell our listeners what it's about before the break, and then we'll discuss it when we come back.
Well, the governor of Texas, I believe his name is Perry.
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry. I know so little about him, I don't know whether he's a Democrat or a Republican, to be honest with you.
He's a Republican.
He's a Republican. Well, that makes sense.
I mean, what's the difference? He's a Republican, actually.
Yeah, there you go. He's a Demo-rat or a Reich-publican.
Right, he's a Republican.
And basically what we have is this guy has turned around and he has, by an executive order, is that correct, a general order, surpassed the state legislature, and now the question of immunizing these girls, these young girls, against STD.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
STD,
yeah.
Cervical cancer. Is no longer up to the state legislature or the parents. It's up to him. He's king.
Sounds like George Bush to me.
He has decreed it, and it shall be done, damn it.
My goodness. We'll read the whole story when we come back from the break. But that is something I'm sure many of the people across America, especially Texans, will have a word or two about, Tim.
Indeed.
Tim Goodness with me tonight. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only on RBN, and of course, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
The dynamic duo tonight, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear us audio streaming once again on the website. You can go to the website. Those of you who don't listen by shortwave, well, here's the way to listen now. The website is republicbroadcasting.org, okay? And listen in. All right, we'll hear from you tonight. And Tim Goodness is with me. Tim, you brought up this issue, which is an issue that, of course, applies across the country. It is really executive terrorism. And following in the footsteps of George Bush, here's Rick Perry, bypassing the legislature altogether. Of course, the legislature is only in session, what, once every other year in Texas for a couple of weeks, I think? And he issued an executive order Friday, making Texas the first state to require that schoolgirls get vaccinated against the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer. Now, just so happens, the company involved that is also demanding nationwide mandates for vaccination for girls like 11 and 12 and so forth is the Merck Company, one of the big, powerful pharmaceutical companies. And it just so happens, of course, that Mr. Perry has some ties to Merck, doesn't he, Tim Goodness?
Yes, he does. And I have to be honest with you, I didn't even read that part of the article, because I think the subheading of the article here at the MSNBC website.
That's right.
Just let me say that anybody out there listening, if they
it's
would
on
like
NBC a, tonight.
If they would like to see this article, you can just go to the MSNBC website or send me an email for reference to anything that we talk about tonight at timgoodness@hotmail.com, all one word, all lowercase, timgoodness@hotmail.com, and I'll send you a link to this story. But the subtitle under Texas Governor Orders STD Vaccine for All Girls is Decision Comes After Maker of Cervical Cancer Shot Doubled Lobbying Efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means in layman's terms is they doubled the amount of money they were throwing around. That's what that means.
It means that money buys politicians. And here's Mr. Perry, who is as phony as a $1 Federal Reserve note, being a politician. He has tied in with a Merck company, and then the Women in Government, one of the drug company's three lobbyists in Texas, is Mike Toomey. And that's Mr. Perry's former chief of staff. And his current chief of staff's mother-in-law, who happens to be Texas Republican State Representative Diane White DeLisi, is a state director for Women in Government. So isn't this one nice little happy relationship here?
These people are pigs. I don't know all the details like you do, but this makes me sick. This governor is a pig. Anybody who supports this is a pig. These people are something less than Americans.
Why are you denigrating pigs, Tim?
They certainly...
Why are you doing that?
They
You're
certainly
nice
don't have any understanding of what it means to live in a free republic, a constitutional free republic. And I believe that this is the test to spread this across the country.
It just so happens George Bush's former base, you know?
Yes. And it also happens to be that in the news, one of the headlines that was out there in the past couple of days is vaccinations, mm-hmm. I think it's from Maryland or New Jersey, mm-hmm. I'm not sure, don't mm-hmm. quote me on the state, mandatory for all school-age children, whether they go to school or not. Another one of the issues out there, and I think this goes to Texas also, is parents who don't show up for parent-teacher conferences will be fined. They will be fined, and I assume because they're fined that the police will be chasing them to give them that fine, or somebody will anyways. The police state is being cracked down on us. There's no doubt about it. And when I see things like this, the only thing I can say about this being in Texas is that the patriot community has often talked about and even at times boasted about the strong following it has in Texas, particularly in the Austin area. Well, the time for action is now. If there is such a thing as a patriot movement, the movement better get off its ass and do something about this. We need petitions. We need people with torches and pitchforks at the governor's mansion. That's what we need. Not there to do violence, but to demand that this be changed, that he reverse this decision because he has no right to do it. I don't know anything about the Texas Constitution, but this can't be right.
Well, no chief executive can do something without it being challenged in the courts. But here, he's using the example of this imminent threat, which does not exist.
It doesn't exist.
To young people and families and so forth, like polio was. There, first of all, there's no comparison to polio. First
no,
of all, there's no comparison to polio whatsoever. And, this governor clearly has a vested interest. He's motivated not by the safety of young people who are not really in any pandemic situation to begin with, but he's motivated by greed, by money, by avarice, by all of these special interest groups.
Yes.
So I want to ask people tonight, Tim, people listening to us in Texas, we have tons and tons of, many tens of thousands of listeners there. Are you going to allow your child to be vaccinated? I know if you are, then you don't deserve to call yourself a Texan or an American.
No.
I'm going to ask you right now, and I'm serious. I want people to call in and tell us, will you submit to this terrorism? This is executive branch terrorism, and it cannot be countenanced. It should not be countenanced, and it must be disobeyed at all costs, period. That's my statement.
People need to organize. There is not enough organization in the groups that fight against things like this. The people that are for it are always well-funded and always well-organized. I don't believe you necessarily need a lot of money to be well-organized. You need a few people, just a couple of people who are good on their feet at getting people motivated. And get petitions moving around. Talk about it on your public access. Call the radio shows that are run by all the neocons on the mainstream media and talk about this. Lie, if you have to the screeners to get on and talk about this and show the state, show the country just how fired up you are over this, because something has to break and something has to be done. And if we're not going to do it to protect children, then who and what are we going to do it for?
And here's the arrogance of these people. They claim, now, Perry's spokeswoman, Krista Moody, claims the Texas Constitution permits the governor, as head of the executive branch, to order other members of the executive branch to adopt rules like this one. This is what they claim now, without citing specific chapter and verse.
It's got to be for emergencies, though, right?
Yeah, but the legislative aides say they're looking for ways around the order for parents who oppose it. He is circumventing the will of the people, said Dawn Richardson, president of Parents Requesting Open Vaccine Education, a citizens group that fought for the right to opt out of other vaccination requirements. These are bills that are filed, quote-unquote. There is no emergency except in the boardrooms of Merck, yep, where this is failing to gain the support that they had expected. You see, here's the issue. It's an end round around the elected legislative branch, which is empowered to pass law, not the executive, which must enforce the laws of the state. And if those laws indeed violate the federal constitution and the authorities that protect us against these tyrannies, these so-called executive orders not only have no force of law, but they are in effect unconstitutional. Whether or not a court rules they're unconstitutional, they are by virtue of the fact that they are in direct opposition to both state and federal constitutions. These inoculations cannot just willy-nilly, if you pardon the term, be foisted upon the public. And I know that the people of Texas are pretty individualistic, very strong-willed, and if they allow this governor to do that, then they certainly can kiss their nation, their state goodbye, Tim. That's the way I see it.
Well, I think you're going to see a domino effect. I think you're going to see other states follow suit, mm-hmm, because of this. Unfortunately, the bad things like this, the other states always follow with. Now, something good like the state of Maine rejecting the national ID, mm-hmm, well, the only other state that I know of that's even looking at that is Montana. And the federal government is simply going to say, I'm saying that this will be eventually, not tomorrow, will simply say to Maine, well, we have this federal aid for you. If you want it, for whatever it is at that, mm-hmm, particular time, you have to implement the national ID. And this goes all back to the original foundation of this country and what it's all supposed to be about. The federal government is supposed to need the states. The states are not supposed to need the federal government for anything other than defense. The states should be in a position, mm-hmm, where they don't need the money from the federal government. Just in our back door, Rick, here in Rhode Island, the state of Massachusetts passed legislation requiring mandatory health, mm-hmm, insurance for employees. Mm-hmm. No matter how big a company is, even if you only have one employee,
mm-hmm,
and if you don't give these employees this mandatory health insurance, offer it to them, there's a fine. It's not a huge fine, but it's a fine that you have to pay per employee.
Right. Right.
Why did the state of Massachusetts do this? The state of Massachusetts did this to get federal money, mm-hmm, federal money it felt it needed to have.
An extortion racket.
Exactly. Whereas if the state was financially sound and sovereign, as it should be, it could tell the federal government to go take a flying you-know-what in a rolling donut.
Absolutely. And we have an idiot doctor here in our state that's proposed adding $2 to the gasoline tax, so that will fund adequately, he thinks, all of the health care needs of the people. There's another lunatic for you. All right. We'll be right back. We'll take calls, 800-313-313. 9443. Like to hear what you think. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness. Be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109. Or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Indeed, indeed, we are back. Tim Goodness with me, Rick Adams. Our number, 800-313-9443, and our producer is going to put you on just as soon as he's ready to screen the calls, and if you want to comment on this story, you may. As an adjunct, Tim, I do want to mention that across the headlines today as well, the government, the federal government, of course, Health and Human Services, CDC, all of them are warning us about another pandemic like a flu. And if indeed we are hit, they have their contingency plans, which involves rounding up the kiddies, keeping them out of school, shutting down public places, for instance, theaters and movie theaters, live theaters, places where kids and people congregate, malls and so forth. Now, that would be for just a few months, they say, because it takes a couple of months for them to get ready, get these, quote, vaccines again, give us all of the shots they need to protect us, and then send us back to our usual state of being, which, of course, is delusionary, as you know. What these vaccines have in them is something is very important for people to know. Vaccinations, for instance, if you go for a vaccination for anything to your doctor, first question has to be out of your mouth, what's in the vaccine? I want to know every single ingredient in that vaccine, just like the flu shots. Now, we know that flu shots can indeed eventually lead to dementia. And we see the formaldehyde, we see mercury contents, we see the other chemicals that are put in the shots, the flu shots and so forth, and binders and so forth. And these things are indeed leading to quite a mental state. Americans are already dumbed down to begin with. Now all we need is to be doped up so much by these agencies, Tim, that we're not going to know whether we're coming or going at all eventually. That's another problem that has to be dealt with. And we're, as a nation, we're not dealing with those hardcore issues, you see.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies in Congress certainly are dealing with it. They're dealing with it by passing legislation that'll punish doctors for telling you what's in a vaccination shot, mm-hmm. if you mm-hmm. ask. They're not permitted to tell you that mercury is in it. And by the way, the United States Congress sold out the American people, the American children specifically, for I think it was either $2 or $4, nothing more than that, mind you. It was either $2 or $4 per vaccination. Sold them out to the vaccine companies because that's the difference for the average vaccination is about $4.
Yeah.
To not have mercury in it as a preservative, to have a single dose. That's the difference in price. And these wonderful senators like Bill Frist, who was running for president and is the poster boy for the pharmaceutical companies, he voted not to do that, to save that $4 from your wallet and from the pharmaceutical companies' wallets so that they can still put mercury in the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know any parent at all, who would not pay $4 not to put a heavy metal in their child's bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody.
No, I don't either.
That's how sick and bizarre this is, that these pigs in Washington won't even pass legislation that costs $4 a shot not to put mercury in it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather see us get the mercury in our veins and have autistic children and have all kinds of problems like dementia, Lord knows what else.
Yeah.
Heavy metal poisoning. It's absolutely sick.
And you know, the thing is you've got these so-called advocacy groups that are clamoring for the shutting down of people's privacy, their cars, their homes eventually,
yes,
with regard to smoking to protect the children, as if they really care about the children. These are usually the pro-abortionist types that want to kill the children before the child is even able to sustain itself in the first trimester, you say. These are the same people that want total mental evaluation, control, testing, and so forth of the children, all for their safety, when in fact what we have, as I keep telling people, is nothing less than a power grab. It's simply all about controlling you and your family and your property. And that is what is happening now as never before in America. It's all about control. And the American public, I mean, you know and I know, in Rhode Island we have a no-smoking state now in public. And you know that people automatically go, and I don't like smoking. Please let me make that clear. I've never smoked, and I hate it. But I'll be darned if I'm going to be told as a businessman that I cannot decide how best to accommodate my clientele because some stupid government bureaucrat thinks it's his divine obligation to do it for me. But here we are, here we go. People are obeying it. People just automatically shutting down, automatically walking outside to the smoke room, and they don't realize eventually they're going to come into your home. They're going to shut down your home. This is what it's leading to.
Yeah. That's already been discussed. And let me give a quick story about that. I am a smoker. I smoke cigars. I love cigars. I don't smoke a lot of them, but I do love cigars.
All right, the break time here.
Okay.
Hang on to that thought, Tim. We'll be right back with you and our callers. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Rick Adams, Tim Goodness, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Radio Avenger and Tim will be right back, and your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, we are on now, and we're on with Tim Goodness, my guest and co-host once again tonight. And we'd like to remind you later in the program tonight, the last part of the show, we will have one of our sponsors on, bedfan.com, Kurt Thompson, to talk to us once again just briefly about his product and how it may help you, and also going to get into the song that opens the program, so Radio Free. I'll talk to you a little bit about that, too. But, Tim, you're going to talk about your cigar-smoking habits and so forth.
As you mentioned, Rick, smoking here in Rhode Island is pretty much illegal anywhere but in your home or in your car.
And in the back halls of the legislature.
That's a perfect tie-in.
Right.
Because a cigar shop that I go into on occasion, not too far from my home here, they used to throw dinner parties for cigar smokers. You'd go, so much money, you'd have a nice meal, and they'd give you your choice of a couple of complimentary cigars. And people would light up and enjoy the cigars at the restaurant that they were in for the dinner. Well, those are illegal now. And the gentleman who owns this cigar shop in question used to throw these parties. And he told me that the last one or two parties that they threw, which were technically illegal because the tobacco ban was in force, some of the people who paid for, you know, a ticket to be at this cigar dinner were some of the very legislators who voted for this legislation to make it illegal.
That's
so
right.
Not only are they hypocrites, but they're also breaking their own laws.
Of course. I mean, you expect me to suggest I'm surprised?
Oh, no, of course.
of course.
You know how politics are, especially here in Rhode Island.
Exactly.
But this is what you're up against. You're up against this kind of mentality.
Yep.
Where it's somebody saying, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Or in this case, do as the laws that I vote for dictate, not as I do.
Right. Well, we opened up with this discussion. We got a lot of calls, so I'm going to get right to them.
Okay.
And Governor Rick Perry signing this new executive order forcing the vaccinations upon these young girls who are, you know, supposedly in danger of cervical cancer because of this virus, and therefore they must be vaccinated with a vaccine from the company that contributes to Rick Perry's campaign and owns him. Literally. So let's go to the phones.
Hey, Rick.
1-800-313-9443. Yes.
Rick, before we hit the phones, why don't we extend an invitation to Governor Perry or one of his...
Yeah, we invite him, but these guys are all cowards.
One of his representatives to call in and tell us why this has been passed and just why the good people of Texas need it. Let's just throw that out there in fairness.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Okay.
But I know that whenever we throw that out... These guys run for cover. They look for a haystack to bury themselves in because they know they can't deal with logic and reason. All right.
Of course,
we're going to take first Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. What think ye?
Yeah, first of all, I must say that it's a rare honor to talk to probably the only two people in New England that have had the audacity to say the emperor has no clothes, with the possible exception of maybe two or three people in New Hampshire. Other than that, the whole place is a write-off. And
including Ed Brown.
Absolutely. Being as I'm in Texas, I'm not surprised at all that Perry's pulling this, because Texas has become more like New England than you people can even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Texas is a minority state, and you know what I'm saying now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is exactly the same situation you're in New England. There's nothing new about this. It's like when they first started the smoking ban. Where did it start? It started, we're going to ban smoking on flights less than 2 hours in the 80s. And that's all we want, they said. We don't want no more. That's it.
That's right.
And so where does it lead to? In some states, it's illegal to smoke in a car if you got a kid in the car with you.
Well, that's right.
In your
own
car.
Yeah. They're talking about that throughout the country now. And as I said, it has to be consistent. You have to go right into the home where there are children. And this is what the government wants. It's foot in everyone's home.
And they'll go to the home, and inside the home, they'll go to the broom closet or a basement or any other place they can go to. Because
I'll put them in the basement, no question.
The object is total control, and they'll settle for nothing less. And that's the way it is in Texas. Just only slightly more so than it is in New England. And I feel definitely sorry for you guys in New England because, I mean, this has been the rule there for, what, 15 years?
Well, Jim, as a freedom-loving New Englander in the traditional sense going back to Washington and Adams...
Don't you feel kind of alone?
And Roger Williams, I would like to extend a sincere apology to you and the other good people of Texas for exporting from Connecticut the corrupt and disgusting pig Bush family. My deepest apologies and my sincerest apologies.
I understand your feelings on Mr. Bush. I share your feelings, but Mr. Bush is nothing but the current puppet.
Yes.
It makes no difference. So when you guys talking about should Perry rule by edict versus the legislature ruling by edict, they both work for the ADL, so it makes no difference who rules.
Yeah, the ADL, the CFR, the CFR.
ADL, SPLC, ACLU, they all, they rule the roost, and it makes no difference whether it's Perry doing it on his own or the Texas legislature doing it on their own. The end result is always the same. And that's the position we're in. And if people don't understand that, then they don't understand anything.
I wish I could disagree with you, Jim, but I can't. I can't.
I wish
do
you
it.
Could, too, because then I might think I'm wrong. But so far, nothing has proved that I'm wrong.
You're not. And we have to get off our backsides and start organizing and being out in the streets. We need to march through streets. We need to shut down roads in towns and at the city hall. And we just need the money. Hey, listen, if the homosexuals can do it, if the illegal aliens can do it, then certainly the good people of the country who know, who have seen this country changing and have seen their freedoms being slipped away can do it. We have to stop talking about it in this so-called patriot community. Patriots often are very laid back. They care about their rights. They're willing to fight and die for their rights.
You know,
but unfortunately, we're not organized.
All the parents have to do now is just come and look. Say, look, come take my child. My child is not going to school until you stop this nonsense. And it's that simple. That's all your parents have to do, all of you out there. Say, look, we're not going to let our kids go back to school. You come and enforce the law, Governor. You come personally to our homes.
Well, the frightening part about it is there are parents out there who think this is a great idea.
Yeah, but they're in the minority because they recognize, even there, they recognize that this has gone too far. You don't have a crisis. You don't have a pandemic. You don't have any spreading diseases or anything like that. And those are the ones, by the way, they don't want to protect us from, you know. Homosexuals speak up about AIDS. Oh, we got to worry about that now. Wouldn't want to offend them, but we can offend the parents, the Christians out there, the conservatives. And Rick Perry says he's a conservative Christian. Hogwash. He's a politician.
Oh, if he's like most politicians who claim to be a Christian, he's a satanic devil worshiper.
Yeah. Well,
but the fact of the matter is, Rick, and this is the scary part. This is the part that really worries me.
Yeah.
Is the people of this country are so brainwashed and dumbed down that it's now the latest. Last time I checked the MSNBC poll, for whatever we can put into that, close to 40% of the people who have taken that poll, it's up around 35%, and it's coming up on 40%, think this is a good idea.
Well, so the majority still does not agree with it, period, is what you're saying.
Yes, right. But that it only takes 2% of the people to get something done.
Right, exactly. Well, that's good. All right, Jim. Anything else before we move along?
Yeah, I'd say that I could probably fit all the patriots in New England into a phone booth. Maybe, if I could get you and Tim into a phone booth.
I don't know about that, but we'll try. Maybe it'll be a bigger phone booth.
But in Texas, it'd only be maybe a large living room, and that would be about it. Because,
well, there you go. Proportionate would be the same thing then, right?
Absolutely.
All right, but keep your powder dry.
Okay.
I fear if push comes to shove, Jim may be right.
Unfortunately, but then again, you know, one with God is a majority. Thank you, sir. We'll move along now. 1-800-313-9443. Tim and Rick. Gary in Tennessee is on the program next. Hello. That's
Hello?
You, Gary. Yes.
Oh, I'm here?
I don't know where you are, but you're on the air.
I'm
I know
here.
That.
I'm in Tennessee.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Not only does the emperor have no clothes, he's not anatomically correct. And I've told the boys around here, if they want to come out here and play war games, bring three body bags, two for you, and hopefully they'll bring one for me out of courtesy, if nothing else. I'm not taking this stinking driver's license / national ID card.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to their camp, and I ain't going to... And not only go to the camp, but I'm not taking none of their vaccinations. Now, I've got a decider. I think we've heard the emperor say he was a decider.
Yes.
Well, I have a decider. It's really close to the front door. And I don't have any problem in using it. Well, what I'm trying to say basically is I've had all I can take. I'm not putting up with it anymore.
Good.
I'm 65 years old.
Yep.
I don't give a rat's ass anymore. I shouldn't have said that on the air. I should have said rat's patootie.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, I don't figure I'm going to live past 2012.
Wow.
Because all this stuff is going to come past between now and 2012. So I've lived a good life in this country, and I've had a good life, and I've had fun. I've been successful, but I figure if I live past 2012, it'll be God's miracle. It won't be mine. It'll be God's miracle. Mm-hmm. And that's about all I got to say now.
You said it from the heart, and that's all that counts, Gary. I appreciate that, and I'm with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know how you feel. There comes a point in time when, Tim, you know, people can who really value freedom, as you say, maybe the majority today might not really know what freedom is the way we do, but it doesn't matter how many do. Those who do will not live on their knees. They die on their feet.
I can talk the talk because I have walked the walk. I have adopted the lifestyle of my ancestors of the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to go into all the details on the telephone right now. But I'm ready.
All right. Thank you for the call again.
Thank you, sir. It sounds to me like Gary understands what it means to die on your feet if necessary, and the difference between a good death and a worthless death.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Let's move along.
I'm with him.
We got another guy in Tennessee, Randy. Now, hello, Randy. You're on the program.
Hey, Rick.
Yes. Hey, Randy.
Hey, I'm a native Texan. My family goes back many, many generations there in Mississippi and Tennessee, but I was born and raised in Texas. All my grandkids are down there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call my daughter, tell her don't even think about it. And then I'm going to be writing Mr. Perry a nice little letter. But I'm telling you what, I got relatives from Odessa, Texas, to Abilene, to Sherman, Texas, all over that state. And I think he's overstepped his bounds this time. And if they let him get away with this, like you said, my home state of Texas is pretty much done.
Oh, absolutely. There's no excuse for this.
No, there's no excuse for it. And what I don't understand is why people don't get together and start recalling these idiots like we did out in California. When I was out there as a law enforcement officer, old Mr. Davis out there jacked his jaws, and we took him right out. I mean, we were out in front of Walmart with petitions signing them, and after about that year after he got reelected, he wasn't smiling no more. We took him out of there, and I don't understand why it don't take that much effort and money to do that.
Well,
and if the people of Texas care about anything, care about their kids, they're going to do something.
Where you have the recall, it should be utilized. We don't have that here in Rhode Island. We really do. We don't even have voter initiative. They don't want that because the special interests don't like the people being able to have that choice to vote out these types of idiotic laws and regulations. So, you know, where you have it in states across America, utilize it. Do it. Pull them out. Recall them. Recycle them. And get rid of them. No question about it. It should be done.
It is being done. I was talking to my mother down there. She lives outside of Paris, Texas. And she told me the day that dude got reelected, I told her, I hope he doesn't get in there. He was talking about that NAFTA highway. It wasn't even one day after he got reelected, he was on it trying to tell him how good it was for him.
Oh, sure. The bribe, the money. Sure.
He's obviously a globalist. And the recall is something that I wanted to get to. I don't even know if the Texas Constitution has it in it. If you say it does, then I'll take your word for it. But that should be started tomorrow. People should draw up petitions tonight or tomorrow morning and be out there. Be walking the street. Mm-hmm. Be out there in front of the whatever grocery stores you have down there, the Piggly Wiggly, whatever. Mm. Be out there in front of them and getting people to sign this and explain to people why that the governor, the state of Texas, believes that his executive order trumps your authority as a parent and trumps the authority of your family physician even. Because we don't know what kind of tests this vaccine has been through. We all know that the tests are a bunch of garbage anyways. It's a load of mule fritters.
And then they're given immunity for any harm that and might come to your children.
Yes, thank you, Senator Frist and others. They're giving immunity if these vaccinations cause harm to you, to anybody in your family.
Or death.
And the testing, if you talk to people who have worked in the FDA and worked for the pharmaceutical companies, and you find out how many times a drug will go through a trial to get a positive result. They may have four or five trials, and they all fail. And then the sixth trial, they get a positive result, and that's what they use to get the FDA to approve it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
well, I think Mr. Perry took that play right out of George Bush's playbook, that executive authority garbage.
No question about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
He's following
Absolutely.
Right in his footsteps. He just got reelected, too, and he doesn't even wait 2 months to impose this tyranny on the people. All right. Thank you very much, Randy. We enjoy your spunk. May people do what you're doing about it. Thank you. We'll take a break. Be right back. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Well, beginning in September of 2008, girls entering the sixth grade in Texas, girls ages 11 and 12, will have to receive this Merck and Company's new vaccine against strains of the virus, HPV, papillomavirus. And the governor says that he's directed state health authorities to make the vaccine available free to girls 9 to 18 who are uninsured or whose insurance does not cover vaccines. In addition, he ordered that Medicaid offer Gardasil to women ages 19 to 21. And we're talking about this now, how Merck is bankrolling efforts to pass state laws across the country now, mandating their drug Gardasil for girls as young as 11 and 12. Well, anyway, there is an out, of course. I understand that. I understand that parents can sign affidavits to on religious grounds or philosophical grounds to keep the government, the state, from imposing this on them. But that's with the exception, you see. Most parents are not aware of that, particularly many young parents today who are not even aware that there is a constitution left in their state are just going to just surrender their children to this nonsense without thinking it through. And that's the real danger, Tim. These politicians are tyrants. They're acting on behalf of powerful special lobbies. And we can't allow this to continue. We should not allow our children to go to school in the public school system under these restraints, period. How's that?
No, we certainly shouldn't, and we should remember Vioxx, which I believe was also a Merck drug,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes, I think you're
Vioxx,
right.
Vioxx, something like 50,000 people died as a result of taking Vioxx. And the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, that your tax dollars pay for, that is supposed to be safeguarding the medical industry, the pharmaceutical and the food and drugs of the country. Their answer when Vioxx was reintroduced and put back on the market, their answer to that 50,000 deaths was that was an acceptable loss for a new drug.
Sure.
And that is I'm not paraphrasing, folks. That's what they said. They said that it was an acceptable loss to get a new drug on the market. Mm-hmm. And those 50,000 people were sons, daughters, husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, imagine that one of those 50,000 being someone you cared about. Now imagine what this vaccine may or may not do, and imagine it affecting someone that you care about. It's absolutely sickening, and the Food and Drug Administration feels that 50,000 dead Americans is okay to get a drug out for the pharmaceutical
company. After
companies.
All, it's only a small fraction of 1%. You know, they're expendable.
But yet we go to war against nations that did nothing to us for the deaths of about 3,000 people on September 11th.
No, absolutely.
Figure that one out.
It's a sick, demented, and topsy-turvy
it
world.
It is. It
and
is.
We don't expect good to come from evil men.
No.
We don't expect evil to come from good men. We know that government is power. As George Washington told us, it is brute force, and like a fire, it needs to be tamed. It is a fearful master. When the people start to fear their government, that's when you take out the long arms. You see, the government should fear the people and not the other way around.
That's right.
That's what we have become today. A dumbed-down, sissified nation that does not deserve to have the freedom that was given us really because of spilt blood, the blood of our forefathers. They could turn over and over in their graves now if they would see what we have
done. They are. They are turning.
Yep. All right, we'll be back with more calls. Ron in Texas, Don in Ohio, and more. We'll be right back. Tim and Rick, just 1 minute. Hour number 2. Stay tuned. We'll be back.